Back to school season means new classes, new books, and new debates about how to manage students and their phones. NWPB's Susan Shane explains how Walla Walla's middle schools are trying to lock the issue down.
It's a Tuesday morning at Walla Walla's Pioneer Middle School. The scene resembles something out of the 90s. There are white sneakers and flared jeans, and not a single cell phone. This year, Walla Walla's middle schools are requiring students to lock their phones in cloth pouches at the start of each day. They're made by a company called Yonder.
You just put your phone in, and then you have to silence it so it doesn't go off, and then just push the button.
That's Liliana Garcia, an eighth grader at Pioneer. Before she leaves, she'll open the pouch with a magnet at one of the school's exits, kind of like the ones cashiers use to take security tags off clothes. Walla Walla's middle schools have banned phones for years, but students have long found ways to skirt the rules. And teachers like Kim Spanish Endress have been managing the blowback.
It's just kind of a daily, like, having kids put phones away. Kids going to the restrooms to use a phone, like, they're just out of class a lot.
Endress knows kids will find ways to hack the pouches too, but she's hoping that maybe, just maybe, putting most phones away will start a culture shift at the schools. Because the buzzes aren't just distracting, they're also having an impact on mental health.
We're seeing a major increase in depression, in suicidal ideation, in harassment, intimidation, and bullying, and so much of it happens over the phones.
Chris Duncan is Pioneer's principal.
Phones are a safe place to be unkind. There's an anonymity around that where you can text something that you would never actually say in person.
Duncan says she's seen an uptick in students meeting in bathrooms to fight, then sharing the videos, or students posting photos on hurtful Instagram accounts like Pioneer Uglies.
When a kid does not feel safe, or when they are worried about what's going to happen at lunch, or what is this person saying about me, academic growth is not happening.
School phone bans are rippling across the country. More than a dozen states have passed laws that restrict phone use in schools or recommend that districts create their own policies. Jacqueline Nisi is a clinical psychologist at Brown University and author of Techno Sapiens, a newsletter about tech and parenting. She says there is some evidence that phone bans may improve academic outcomes. Whether they can help mental health is less clear.
We're looking for sort of what's the one thing we can change in an inexpensive, quick way, and hopefully that solves it, you know. But really, I think any effort to address mental health challenges has to be comprehensive.
Nisi says phone restrictions are a good first step, but she says administrators must look at their school's climate and mental health services too. Parents must also be on board, and that's not as easy as you might think. In a recent survey, the National Parents Union found that less than a third of parents support blanket phone bans. Carrie Rodriguez, the organization's co-founder, says that's because parents want to be able to contact their children. She thinks schools should be teaching kids to manage their devices, not abstain from them.
I often equate it to sex ed, to be honest with you. Is it easier to tell kids, just don't have sex? Sure.
She says the bans don't help when the bell rings and students get their devices back. Walla Walla's middle schoolers have been using phone pouches for about a week. And so far,
it's generally unpopular.
Jeg Holbrook is in eighth grade. Unlike many students, he's a fan of the pouches, mostly because his peers are less anxious about photos being taken and posted without their permission.
I've seen a bunch of people feeling probably more safe around school.
One other consequence of the phone bans? The cafeteria is louder. That's because kids are, you know, talking to each other. In Walla Walla, I'm Susan Shane.